producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. We have attempted to contact Ms. Morgan, and she, all we are getting now are voicemails. We will try to get her, and we will see where we get with that as we go along through this hour. But in the meantime, we're just going to push on. So let's talk about this real quick. I wanted to give her the first word on it. And I'm curious as to the way this is going to play out. In the United States today, let me set the stage before I start. You know, I'm just making a presumption here. I shouldn't do that. In Hot Springs, Arkansas, there is a place called the Gun Cave Indoor Shooting Range. It is owned by Jan Morgan and her husband, and I have to admit that I don't know Mr. Morgan's first name, if that's indeed Mr. Morgan. Jan is known. She is a very well-traveled public speaker. She's done numerous interviews on radio and TV. She is a conservative, and she's a Second Amendment activist, and she has put her money where her mouth is and opened a gun shop and an indoor range. She had an incident where two Muslims, she presumes they're Muslims based upon their ringtones, because one guy kept getting phone calls going, Allahu Akbar. So she makes that presumption on that. One of them didn't have ID at all, and one of them had a California driver's license. They barely spoke English. They wanted to rent a gun or guns and buy some ammunition and go on the range. When that happened, none of her other patrons would go on the range with them, and she stood behind them, you know, not directly behind them, I'm sure. I don't know. This is why I wanted her to be on. She was on the range with them with her hand on her gun because she was afraid they might turn and aim the other way. In the past, since 9/11, the U.S. has restricted people from coming out of the country just to take a commercial jet piloting instruction. As an example of things where we have done things, the government has done things like this before. Jan Morgan has banned Muslims from her range. Also in the United States today, you see things all the time where some court gets up there, especially if it's Christianity. If there's a cross on a hill somewhere commemorating war heroes or something, the atheist will step up and say, this is an infringement on our rights. And in a lot of cases, the courts will order that that is taken down. So we see the freedom of religion on a constant basis attacked here in the United States by governments and courts. What she has done is she has simply banned Muslims from her range. In the blogosphere, she's, you know, there's some people saying this is bad. This is really bad. And this shouldn't be done. Two wrongs don't make a right. Then there's other people in the blogosphere that are just writing about Islam in general, saying that we need to bulldoze mosques. The biggest question I wanted to ask her is how she's going to identify who is a Muslim. How do you do that? Because Muslims are not just Arabs. They're Caucasians. They're black people. They're Spanish people. They're British people. I mean, Malcolm X, when he went to Mecca, he was amazed at the racial diversity of people that showed up there as Muslims. So Muslims, you know, there's Chechen Muslims, there's European Muslims, there's it's pretty all inclusive. All you have to do is swear allegiance to Allah and whatever else you have to go through, and you're in. Not all of them dress like Middle Eastern people. Look at the people that follow Louis Farrakhan. They're dressed like boardroom bankers, although they all wear bow ties. So how do you identify who's a Muslim? That was my biggest question for her. The other thing that a lot of these people are, and I myself am curious about, I want to see what the Department of Justice does about this. The Department of Justice, there's some people that are actually salivating over this because there's a lot of arguments that they have brought themselves, the DOJ, to bear that can be turned against them in this case if they decide to come down on her. So it's all really just a big wait and see thing. Personally, okay, at some point, we're going to have to acknowledge a few things about this. Are all Muslims terrorists? No. But what does Islam teach? What does Islam teach? If it's in Arabic, we need to find a really accurate translation. But there are people that have translated it. And what Jan Morgan has found out about Islam, she doesn't like. So she doesn't want these people in her shop. And what do we say? What are we supposed to do here? Are we supposed to say, well, she's violating the First Amendment? Or are we supposed to say, hey, it's her business. She has the right to refuse service to anyone. That's where the conundrum is for me. One thing that I very rarely see that makes me a little suspect, you know, in Saudi Arabia, and I'm operating under the premise that 9/11 was real, okay, for those of you who question it. In Saudi Arabia, when the Twin Towers came down, there was dancing in the streets, and they're supposed to be our ally. All across the Muslim world, there was dancing in the streets. So, what does that say about them? And every time something happens, why isn't there some moderate Muslim faction, if it actually exists, stepping up and saying, we condemn this barbaric attack or this barbaric incident? Why aren't they doing that? They're not. They are not. You know, I've had a lot of commingling with Gun Owners of America, and if I wake up one day and I go on an active shooter tear, I expect them to stand up and condemn me, as they should, as everybody should. Everybody listening right now should condemn me for doing that, because that's a criminal action, and that's attacking innocence, and that is not what I advocate for. I advocate for saving it, not attacking it. And, you know, and here's the other thing. This is, you know, and old time show reminds me of this in the chat room. This is no different than gun-free zones where certain businesses arbitrarily decide that they don't want you to bring a gun in their place. Or, you know, corporations for that matter, Panera Bread, they don't want you upsetting the warmth that they try to bestow upon you when you treat yourself to walking into a Panera Bread. There's no difference there. There is no difference. One thing she did tell me was, if it's okay for somebody to go against my Second Amendment right by not allowing me to carry a gun in their place, if that's okay, what's the big deal about me violating somebody's First Amendment right? But we have to ask ourselves, just based upon what we do know, if there's nobody in the Muslim world condemning it, how should we look at it as far as some of the stuff that happens with that? All right, we'll be right back. on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Before we move on, I just want to muse this out loud. When I get a hold of Cody Wilson, who creates controversy all the time, Cody will come on the show, and he will be completely unapologetic about anything he does. When James Yeager has said something controversial and he's had the weight of the world trying to come down on him, he does not back away from taking up my offers to come on the air with me. I have never been stood up by a guest like this before after we've made these sorts of arrangements with them. And she told me that if things change, she would call me and let me know. So my presumption is that somebody has told her she needs to shut up, and she's decided to do it. And it's going to be open game on her. You know, I'm going to let a couple people know about this. And it's going to be fair game. If you're going to get out there and create controversy in the name of taking a stand, Jan Morgan, stand. Don't hide. I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I was going to let you explain it yourself. But moving on. I'm not a hunter. There's a lot of reasons I'm not a hunter. One, when I was younger, I was never interested in it. The idea of setting up somewhere in the cold and the damp. You know, when I was in the military, I didn't have any choices. So when it rained, we went and ran. If it was a hailstorm, we did PT. It didn't matter. Now that I'm out of the military and younger or older now. Yeah, I wish I was younger. Now that I have options, I opt not to exist as, you know, I try not to be miserable if I can help it, which some hunters go out there in miserable conditions to hunt because they love hunting. As I've gotten older, the idea of hunting a predator appeals to me just as much as it scares me because I am colorblind. Although my vision does defeat most kinds of man-made camouflage, I've never hunted an animal. I really want to try boar hunting, but the idea of hunting something like a bear or a big cat really appeals to me. And at the same time, I think about it and just think about their natural camouflage and their habitat and just think, well, they could be right up on me and enjoying a new meal named Bill before I could bring something to bear. So I'm still sort of iffy about this. Now, if you're a hunter and you're a bow hunter, carry a sidearm, a big boar sidearm. In Minnesota, where the home of Genesis Communications, a hunter went out bow hunting, and they were hunting bears. So the archer popped a bear, wounded him, and the bear took off in the woods. The archer and his hunting companions decided to do the right thing and follow the bear to finish the kill. The animal left a blood trail, and they tracked it based upon that blood trail. And when they came up on the bear was unmoving, and everybody assumed the bear was dead. That was the wrong assumption, because that bear had one more fight in them, or in him. The bear charged the group and singled out one member. The man had no big boar sidearm in his hand. He had a knife. Craig Lindstrom, one of the hunters, stated, all of a sudden I heard him screaming, literally screaming, screaming, and you knew he was being mauled. While being mauled by the bear, the unnamed hunter plunged his blade into the bear about 20 times. And apparently everybody else there just watched. Those stab wounds accumulated, and it drove the bear off, and it died about 50 yards away from the mauling. The hunter came out of the hunter with the knife, the hunter that took a knife to a gunfight. Both of his arms were broken, and he had a plethora of other bite, scratch, and mauling wounds, for which he will undergo multiple surgeries to recover from. But he survived. I know it's very sporting to go after an apex predator with a bow. Maybe more sporting than with a firearm, okay? And I'm sure that there's a a thrill attached to that when you're doing that. Just because I think the thrill, and I'm not a hunter, and if you're a hunter out there and you want to correct me, please call in and correct me. Correct me, please. 877-317-6432. I think the thrill must originate from the fact that while you're hunting them, you could quite easily become the hunted. The tables can turn on you, like it did here. So that's got to be part of the allure with dealing with a bow. You also have to get much closer with a bow, no doubt about that. And it's not going to, I would have to guess, because I've never been shot with anything before, that an arrow wound hitting you causes much less trauma than a gunshot wound does, just because of the speed. This guy that got mauled probably wishes he had had a gun. And when a bear is charging you, shooting at it with a firearm is a much better idea than trying to notch the next arrow or resorting to a knife and trying to stab it to death while it's mauling you. Having said all of that, I think we have to give big respect to the guy that killed a 525-pound black bear with a knife. I'm not sure that he cares if we give him respect for that, but, he didn't have any choice, and he used what he had at hand. I'm just saying that perhaps if he ever goes hunting again or if his friends go hunting again, maybe they should think about taking, a .44 Magnum. Maybe one of those .460 Rowlands. I mean, right here on my desk, I've got my Salient Glock Tier 1, Glock 20. Ooh. The 10mm. Can punch a very clean hole in a bear's skull. So, if you like semi-automatic guns, that might be the way to go. Or if you like 45s, they make a 460 Rowland conversion kit for 45s. Never shot one. Don't know that I want to. I've shot a .454 Casull before when I was younger and lighter, and I couldn't keep both hands on that gun. That thing just ripped. I maintained control of the gun, but the recoil was so violent, I couldn't keep that barrel down. It just climbs. But, in any event, when you're hunting an apex predator, you need to have a plan B, don't you? Plan B is always good. If I shoot him with this big arrow with a broad head that looks like a fishing hook, and it doesn't kill him, do I need to shoot him with his handgun? Yes, I think I might. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
No. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815 or visit irefusetoage.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I received a very thoughtful email from somebody that, he's been listening to me since this. The only way you get this show was on Stick'em.com. And he pointed out some things to me that made me think a little bit. And I was, referring to the way I characterized certain things in Oklahoma at the Vaughn Food Distribution Plant. And one of the things he told me was he wondered if this was terrorism, or he thought it might not be terrorism, that it was in fact workplace violence. The guy had just been fired. That has happened, used to happen a lot in the post offices. It's happened in Coca-Cola plants. It's happened anywhere there's been work happening. If somebody gets fired, there's always that chance something like that might happen. But, however, there are a couple things involved in that, and I mentioned it when I replied to him. I try to reply to anybody that emails me for the most part. Especially when they pique my interest. Some of these guys that come in the chat room every day, I can discuss. I don't reply to them on email because they're going to be here and I can just talk to them then. It was the method of the killing that catches my eye. And it's interesting because the mainstream media is ignoring this incident for the most part. They are ignoring this incident. They're ignoring it for a lot of reasons. One, the guy that was the shooting, the chief operating officer of Vaughn Foods, Although he was a reserve deputy, like all reserve police officers, when he did this particular incident, he was not on duty. So he's not a reserve deputy. It's not like being an off-duty full-time cop when you're a reserve. You're only a deputy in time of being in the uniform. So he was acting, and even the police admitted he was acting as a citizen. They're ignoring it for that reason. The other thing that they're ignoring it for is the fact that he was Muslim. Now, how germane is that to this particular incident? I don't know. This guy had recently converted to Islam, and his method of killing sort of smacks of what we've seen lately from ISIS. No indication that he's connected with ISIS or any terrorist group in any shape or form. I freely admit that. It's just that the method is reminiscent of what we see from these Islamic terrorists. Now, in a lot of ways, okay, any active shooter incident you see, when that guy walks into the place and he's looking for a bunch of stranger victims and he wants to get as high a body count as he can get, part of what he's trying to stir up is terror. When people are running from them, well, that's got to be a kick for them. They have to feel omnipotent at that moment. And I think the other reason that they're ignoring this is because this guy had a gun at work. And while, you know, we're never going to know. Well, actually, we might. We might know why Alton Nolan did this, because he survived the shooting. He may actually talk. Who knows? Altogether, this is sort of the perfect storm to disrupt two of the left's cherished ideas, that Islam is a religion of peace and gun control works. On Sunday, September 28th, the mainstream media is ignoring this. With the Washington Post put this story below the full digest section on page A2. On the facing page was a large and sensitive story complete with a folded photo about Michael Brown's parents, a Ferguson, Missouri fame. Next to it was a fawning piece on the Clintons' new granddaughter. The Post website on September 29th featured a sympathetic story about the Oklahoma killer's family, who are expressing shock that he could have actually committed this crime. The details of how Mark Vaughn, nobody knows what kind of gun he used. Most of the time we know that by now. Some of the details remain a little bit obscure of this, at least in part because the mainstream media has not pursued them. What is known is that Vaughn shot and seriously wounded Alton Nolan with a rifle during the rampage. Probably an AR-15 would be my guess. The other fact that has been, and I'm guessing with that, okay? Please understand that. I am guessing. The other fact that was widely disseminated to try to tamp it down at the beginning was that he was a reserve deputy. But there's no publicized evidence that when this attack unfolded, or while he was taking his action, he was acting as anything other than a private citizen. Vaughn Foods is his company. Now, he has sold some of his interest or all of his interest in the business. He's remained on board in a management capacity, and it appears that it was in this capacity, not the reserve deputy capacity, that he engaged the terrorist. Now, why would we call him a terrorist? Well, wasn't he trying to terrorize people? Does that make him a terrorist? Does that make Adam Lanza a terrorist? Does that make James Holmes a terrorist? Maybe. Maybe. The saddest part about this is that most people go about their lives you know, they go about their lives unaware of what's going on around them. Unaware of it. Not in this particular case. This was a very sudden attack. It was also black on black. Another thing that's being ignored. I don't think that's noteworthy. But this is the kind of stuff they're ignoring. They're ignoring everything. I do not think this is part of a big scheme as a terrorist plot from a concerted group of people that use Alton as their pawn. Terrorists very likely are going to target states like New Jersey, like New York, like California, like Maryland. One thing that will happen when that happens is it'll be like it was in Ferguson, Missouri when all the riots started. Previously unarmed Americans are going to want to get guns and learn how to use them. Which is why you should be doing that now if you're unarmed. If you're looking at that and saying, I may have to get a gun, go do it. Go do it. Right now an AR-15 is a steal. The market is cratered because of everything everybody bought last year. So go do it. But this is a, make no mistake about it, this particular incident is a disaster for the left. It is a disaster. And that's why it's being ignored. That's why it's not being reported, because the mainstream media are the lapdogs of the left. Don't know why. Don't understand it. I'd be looking for a little notoriety if I was working in a press room somewhere. Just my thoughts on it. You know, I'm just thinking out loud. The guy did make me think. I appreciate the letter, and I appreciate you listening. And in a lot of ways, you're right. And, this is not me necessarily disagreeing with you. I'm just looking at it from another angle. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, one more time, we step up to the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I actually did it that time without looking at it. In the United States today, there is a very robust prepper community, and they are regarded very often as kooks, doomsdayers, whatever you want to call them, until you have a Hurricane Sandy, for example, or a Ferguson, Missouri, or maybe just by chance if you have Ebola fly into an airport in Dallas. A lot of people in the prepper community have considered Ebola. And there are quite a few people that are prepared for Ebola. But like Ferguson, Missouri, we are seeing sales spike across the country on certain things that people think are going to protect them from it. For the preppers, for the prepper community, Ebola is not that big of a deal. We're already ready for that. Big deal. We knew it was coming. Big deal. We told you, big deal. Many preppers keep a lot of pandemic supplies on hand. Things like nitrile gloves, N95 and N100 protective masks and sanitation supplies. You can find most of the stuff you want, actually, probably at Amazon. A lot of people are finding a lot of stuff at Amazon. At Amazon, Amazon is reporting that full body protective suits are up 131,000%. Sales of full body protective suits. And sales for one type of protective mask has risen 18,000% in 24 hours. They don't give actual sales figures. I don't know how they would tabulate them with that kind of an increase. Now, for the prepper community, this is not a time of panic. This is a time of them saying, uh-huh, told you. And they've been right the whole time. They have been right the whole time. Especially with our southern border. There are cases now of American children with tuberculosis. Because of our southern border. Because we allowed the disease vectors in. And Ebola got here because we did not restrict flights to the western part of Africa. We didn't do any sort of screening for anybody getting there. Right now they're trying to track down people that might have come into contact with this Ebola patient. And guess who they found? They found children. children on the plane with him. Now, right now, in Dallas especially, they're keeping kids home from school. There's a lot of people who are so fearful of this, they're locking themselves into their homes. Maybe they first go out and top off their supplies of Spam and protective suits and masks. They don't want to take delivery of it through the mail because that will mean they have to open their door. When they seal it, well, they don't want to open it again. These are the people that are not preppers. Officials with the American Preppers Network say it's premature to be talking about a lockdown, even for the most cautious preppers. They do think it is a good idea to check inventories on things like surgical masks, and perhaps following the example of some Asian countries, where it's not uncommon for people to wear those masks as they walk around town. But Dr. Joe Alton, a spokesman for the network who goes by the name Dr. Bone, says the worst thing we can do as a nation or a community is to panic at this point. What we're talking about is preparedness. We're not just talking about beans and bullets. We're talking about becoming medically prepared as well. There's a lot you can do with bandages and masks and medicines that you cannot do with bullets and MREs. He also believes, however, that this case in Texas is not going to be an isolated case. He predicts that there's going to be more cases that are going to pop up. A lot of people are agreeing with that. He says it's a little bit like storm watching during hurricane season. You know there's a possibility that the storm will hit, so you check over your supplies, you keep your vehicle filled with fuel, and you pay close attention to the news. If the threat becomes real, then you want to be able to practice social isolation as a preventative course of action. That might mean, unfortunately, for those who do panic, that might mean you have to repel them, but they're going to break your seal. That's the whole thing about this kind of thing. If you're going to lock yourself up in a room, or if you're going to wear a mask or anything, it all really comes down to one simple concept of the seal. And by that I mean the airtight barrier between you and the outside world, with a mask, with a protective mask. Some of you, if you've never worn a protective mask, the only thing that I can put that in a context for you, think of doing something that you absolutely hate, don't want to do, very uncomfortable. It can even induce anxiety, and that is wearing a protective mask. They invariably will cloud up and fog in your eyepiece. Uncomfortable, hot, and they have a limited time they're going to be effective because it's all about the filter in the mask. How good is the filter? So you have to look into stuff like that if you're buying a protective mask. When I was in, the filters were little discs, and now the filters are gigantic affairs that look like they'd be better fitted under the, you know, the hood of a high-performance car. Filters have gotten really serious now. But are you prepared to isolate socially? Are you prepared to lock you and yours up? Have you got enough stuff in there to where you don't have to unzip to get, you know, get more? And have you got enough stuff to keep yourself zipped up and to repel anybody that might want to come in and, you know, be panicking, looking for the, you know, they're coming for your Spam? And I don't say that. That's not facetious. It's amazing what you can get out of certain things that you wouldn't normally buy. Dehydrated food is really, you know, a lot of survivalists carry that too. So are you looking at that? Are you looking at all the ramifications of what this brings? Now, most of you, you know, this is caution. This is caution. This is why the preppers, you know, they'll be out there and you'll be saying, why do they have 200 gallons of water saved? Why do they possibly need that? Well, okay, here's a reason. Here's a reason. Drought. You know, it could be a reason. There's lots of reasons to have each individual item out there. But, one, you know, pandemic supplies now, I don't carry any of those. Don't have any. I've got some gloves. I don't own a mask. I don't own a full bodysuit. And I'm on the same continent as Dallas, so I guess I should be nervous about it. But, I mean, think about that. Can you zip up your house for 5 days? Can you survive for 5 days completely sealed off from the rest of the world? And do you know how to do that? Just like in Missouri, just like in Ferguson, with all of those people that, and I'm not advocating paranoia, but there's nothing wrong with being prepared for a lot of things, is there? If you're prepared for the zombie outbreak, aren't you prepared for a tornado or a massive power outage? Yeah, you are actually, because you've got sustenance, you've got protection. In the event of a tornado or, you know, power being out, you're not going to be able to go to the store. It'd be the same thing as a zombie outbreak. Or a pandemic of Ebola. But, and I plead guilty to this too, like a lot of people in Ferguson, Missouri, when they were flooding the gun store saying, I need a gun, any kind of gun. What does this shoot? Let me buy this. I'll buy this. I don't care how much it costs. Let me sell it. Let me buy it. Sometimes waiting till it's too late, I don't know how much of a difference it makes. If you don't own a gun and you're in Ferguson, Missouri, you've never fired a gun, I don't even know if you need one. Now, maybe if you're a quick study, you go get some quick instruction right after you buy that gun. If you can employ that, go. Better to be prepared, though. Better to be prepared. But, you know, that's something else we got to watch. It's not making the big circles in the media either. Not making it. It's amazing the stuff they won't cover. Because eventually all that stuff's going to reach out and tickle them too. We'll do this again in about 22 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.